Good morning, world. It's me again, and I'm back like I never left, baby. Woo. So listen, I'm back, and I just want to kind of check in with you. Like, I'm going to dive deep into this this topic that's really like been weighing on my heart. It won't be today though, because I really want to dive in, and this episode is really just going to be like a few minutes, just a little nugget, just to kind of get you started with your day and everything. And of course, I'm just kind of like getting up and getting my day started. Oh, I'm about to get my day started. I just had my breakfast with Jesus. Oh, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening to wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much for joining us. I love spending time with my podcast family and just seeing how you guys are today. You know, honestly, this is really a check-in. I'm just going to do like a few announcements and just kind of, you know, let the Holy Spirit lead. If he drop a nugget or two, drop a gem or two, then I'll do that for you guys. But I'm really just trying to like tap in with you guys real quick. Just see how you guys are doing. Then I'm going to dive deep into, might be another episode. I know I'm trying to go live on my social media. I don't know which social media platform just yet. But I know I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit lead, because it's been, I really want to dive into relationship versus religion. It's time. I really want to dive into that. Like, that's been heavy on my heart. Can't do it right now because I really want to dive really, really deep into it. I've been really studying over it and really like getting my notes and stuff together. But, you know, I really just, this episode is really just to tap in, just to check in. Announcements will be, I'm going live this week. I don't know what day though. Like, I've been going to God, I've been fasting, I've been praying, and I've been wanting to know, like, I don't want to go ahead of him and jump ahead of him, because this word I'm so excited to share, but I don't want to like jump ahead of him. And then of course, download my app. I created God helped me to create a new app last month. I think I did the launch for it last month, and it's been really successful so far. I'm very grateful for that. I'm so grateful when God stepped in and he finally like delivered my dreams and stuff. And it's been long overdue in my mind, but his timing is always on time. And if I ever just have a nugget to drop with you guys, I would just say, ease into your days. Don't just jump into your day. Like, really take a pause, take a breath. You know, if things are kind of getting a little overwhelming, just breathe and then exhale. Didn't that feel good? I want you to do that over and over and over, especially if you're dealing with like anxiety or panic attacks or depression. I want you to tell yourself over and over that everything is and will be okay. Like, you're going to be okay. I know it seems overwhelming, and I know it seems dark, and I know it seems grim, but you're going to be okay. And I want you to tell yourself that over and over and over again. Like, sometimes when things kind of get a little overwhelming for me, I would just pause. I invite God in. I acknowledge how I feel and let him know, like, no, I'm not complaining. Yes, I'm grateful. But this situation right here, I can't do this on my own. I need your strength. I need you to go before me today. Every day, really. But especially those days when it's kind of a little rough, and my mind is playing tricks on me and the enemy is out here enemying. I really ask God, go before me today. And I take a pause and I don't rush my days, because it keeps me from having to dread my days. And I take time, and I just had my breakfast with Jesus. That's when everything around me is silent, and I'm eating my breakfast, and I'm having my coffee or my apple juice, or water, and I'm just looking outside my bedroom window, and I'm just letting him download. I'm just letting him talk to me. We're just having a conversation, and it's just me and him. And so, but yeah, I'm so excited to share with you guys, you know, because this live is going to be amazing. Like, we're really just going to vibe. And so I don't know what platform I have two platforms in mind. And then I share the video with the rest of my platforms, social media platforms. But I don't know yet. I'm really like letting him like lead. That's my thing too. That's my thing, is really letting the Lord lead, because I'm such a control freak. But that's coming from fear base, which I, you know, touch on that a little bit later. But yeah, I just mainly wanted to check in. It's a beautiful morning here. And I just wanted to just check in with you guys to see how you guys are doing. And I thank you guys. And here's a nugget too that I want to drop with you, have it in your spirit, have it in your heart, that if you can just help one person, if you can just serve one person, I promise you, you are making your mark into the world. You know, because too many times the world will make you think that it's quantity over quality. Like, you have to have all these followers, you know, not judging the ones that do, because I have a lot of followers. But it's not really about that for real. It's about who in your community, who in your world, who in your influence, who in your circle that you can impact, that you can serve, that you can help. If you can help one person a day, hope. Help one person every day. That's what I go by. If I can help one person every day, I know that I made my mark in the world. I know that I did what I'm supposed to do. I made my mark. I did my part. And so that's what I want to share with you guys as I close, because I'm about to get ready to log in, get ready to do my work and stuff, get ready to serve, you know, get ready to counsel. I just wanted to like really tap in and just ask yourself and be honest with yourself. Like, how are you feeling today? Ask God, how can he use you today? How does he want you to be used today? And then just go with it and take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy. Every day, just take it easy. Really just take your time. Enjoy your mornings. Enjoy your surroundings. Enjoy like your heartbeat. Like, I think too many times we race out of the bed like race horses, and we don't really enjoy our morning, and then we're frustrated and flustered because we really didn't take the time to pause. We didn't take the time, even if you have to get up a little bit earlier than usual, before the kids get out the bed, before the family starts stirring around, take maybe like 30 minutes to an hour, you know, up a little earlier, or maybe a little bit later on at night. Like, whatever you can find in your routine to pause, take that time to pause, because it really does help. It really honestly does help. Because I used to do that. Like, I used to get up and I race, and I had to make some adjustments in my life too, is when it came down to like different, you know, gigs and livelihood and stuff like that. I really had to make some adjustments because I was racing like a racehorse and jumping out of bed and really didn't have time to spend time with God because I had to race to work, and I just didn't like the way it made me feel. I felt rushed all the time, and I'm like, I know that's not what God wanted for me. And so I had to make some adjustments. I went to him first and I had to make some adjustments. And now my life is so much easier, so much peaceful, so much simple. I encourage you to reach for the simple today. How can I make my life simple today? In this rush, busy world, in this crazy world we live in, how can I make my life simple? How can I make my life peaceful? These are journal prompts. How can I make my life simple? How can I make my life peaceful? All right, well, that's it, you guys. I love you guys. I will tune in a little bit more. Like I said, I'm going live. I'm a vibe with you guys. Turn your notifications on. You follow me on my social medias. All the details will be in the description. Click the bell, because each social media has a bell. Subscribe. Hit the bell so you'll know when I'm coming on and you can reach my lives. But my lives, I always save them. So if you miss them, I always save my lives. You can vibe with me, you know, in real time, or you can vibe with me on a replay. Thank you guys so much for enjoying this podcast episode. I definitely appreciate you guys. Just want to drop a little nugget, you know, just to get you, just get you started with your day, or, you know, end your day. Whatever time you're enjoying this podcast. We're in season 11, you guys. I'm so grateful. Oh, and guess what? Your girl is a brand ambassador for Good American. I just had to share that with you. God is so good. A dream delayed is not a dream denied. And I just want to share that with you guys that whatever you're asking God for, and I'm going to go, but whatever you're asking God for, keep praying on that thing. He's going to definitely turn your life around. He's going to turn that thing around. He's going to bring it to pass. This is a season of wins, congratulations, and oh my God, you did this. So I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later. Love you. Thank you so much for the support.